everybody, hey to nobody. It is February 15th, 2024. It is 2:15. It is exactly 2:15 on 2/15/2024. I can't make this up. So I needed to record. I'm having a download. I'm having an experience. It's bigger than me, and I share as I'm being obedient. So Spirit had guided me. I hope you can hear me. Spirit had guided me to make an appointment at this new doctor because I need help with what I'm going through. Well, when I got to the doctor, I'm going through some changes physically. I was sick. I've been sick. And Spirit told me to, back in January, it told me to make this appointment with this doctor, and that this was a woman doctor, and that she was going to help me. Well, she shared something with me that I shared with someone else, but it was to let me know that I could trust her. So I talked to her today, and I asked her birthday. Her birthday is my birthday. That Spirit confirming that she knows and understands how to communicate with me. I'm a Gemini. She's a Gemini. That's a twin. I can communicate with those that understand me. And a little spirit, a little angel came through and saluted me. He's a 10 of clubs. My child is a 10 of clubs also. You just have to trust in a higher power. You just have to. The synchronicities are so important. But if you don't believe and have faith, this is faith-based at this moment. Because the universe is showing you. I happen to get on, and I'm driving at this time. I happen to get on and start recording at 2:15. On 2:15. That's synchronicities. And 2:15 is 5:21. It's still the same numbers. It's 8. It's 8 is Saturn. Saturn is teaching a lesson. It's about boundaries. It's about restrictions. But it's also about responsibilities. And I have a responsibility. I have a responsibility to be obedience. That is my responsibility. I didn't want to go to the doctor. I wasn't going to go to the doctor. I was angry because of the doctor. I'm angry because of past doctors. But Spirit gave me what I asked for. I asked for someone that would help me. Someone that would listen to me. I didn't know I was going to get a mirror reflection of me. But when I said, well, she don't listen because she didn't send the thing that I need from her in. They told me, and higher power said to me, give it a chance. People are not perfect. Humans are flawed purposely so that we have a chance to believe in a higher power, to be able to see the miracles and how magical this lifetime is. I don't have a lot to say. I just needed to say that. I needed to say you have to have faith. You have to look at the scene. You don't have to do anything. I have to have faith. I have to look at the synchronicities, but I also, Saturn's about patience. Saturn is about patience. Today is the Ten of Diamonds. Today, the Ten of Diamonds moon is the Ten of Hearts. The Ten of Hearts is clarity. The Ten of Diamonds is the center of the universe. Ten to me is one with God. One is the sun. Zero is nothing, but zero is everything. Zero is God. Zero is the universe. Zero is nothing. It is the spirit. So as I say hey to everybody, I say hey to nobody. Nobody is zero. Peace. Hey, nobody. Hey, Cassie. It is 2/19/2024. Today is, and I don't have my stuff in front of me, and I'm just going off the top of my head. So 2/19 is the Six of Diamonds. The Six of Diamonds has the Queen of Diamonds. So this is about Earth energy right now. Things that are tangible. So saying that, story time. So I'm sitting here with Spirit, with HP. So I'm sitting here with HP. HP tells me to go back to 2018. And I'm looking at the front of my journal. It say 4/29/2018. I don't know why I wrote that, but anyway. It's a tarot journal. It's a pink moon. It's a number one. Okay, so this day is standing out to me because the two of spades wants to show me something. So on this particular day, it was a two of spades. It is 2:10 in the morning. 2 and 3. I probably could go back and look and tell you exactly what energy it was at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because every hour has a planetary energy also. So we're looking at the two of spades. And me knowing my cards, that's my Pluto cards. So when I look at my Pluto card, the two of spades is talking to me. It's the transformation. But it always feels like the divine goddess. Because with that two, you got moon energy. And my moon happens to be the Queen of Spades. And the Six of Spades is my cosmic moon as I transform into this other thing. And being that we're talking about Pluto, we're talking about a transformation. But let me get into it. So the situation card was listening. I was supposed to be listening. And with the HWTA. I can't remember what tarot that was. Oh, healing with the angels. Okay, that's the code. Healing with the angels. This is the deck I was using. Healing with the angels. Remember, this is for Cassandra. Hey, Cassie. We was healing with the angels. I wrote, listening is powerful. You have to set your intentions on listening to the signs, but you feel like people are very childish. So let me just give you a little bit. That night, Spirit had already showed it to me. Some bullshit was gonna happen. I had pulled the cards earlier, it already told me some garbage was gonna happen. Then the moon would guide me and tell me when to go. So the moon told me I could go. So I figured I went on the 1st, but this went into Saturday. So Saturday, it was Friday and Saturday. So it said yelling about spirits he called. He had called some spirits. This person, his name was Ed. I was at the gambling spot. He went off on me. I wrote, revisiting his truth. He said people scared of this shit. He does way more than this card shit. This is what he's saying. This is what I said. I said he do way more than this card shit because I could see him. And I need to know what spirits I'm calling. No, I know the spirits that roll with me. That was something he had called. It was dark. It was very, very dark. And knowing what I know what, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me, my staff, my one staff name is Tudda. Tudda is a two of spades, okay? So then healing with the angels was my oracle deck. My situation card was listening. But then I did the angel tarot. So the angel tarot, and because I know the tarot, I know the playing card, cardology. So the first card, the page of earth, the jack of diamonds. The jack of diamonds is my Saturn card. The lesson is going to be taught. It say listening, waiting on money news. And then I got the six of spades. Remember I told you the six of spades was my cosmic moon. Well, my cosmic moon card to my transformation. Okay. It say power in the good news. Your known public waiting for it to come. So there was power in the good news. The six of spades is got karma tied to it. The six of spades is also, if I want to look at a person, that was my TT's card, my auntie that called me her twin, my guardian angel now at this point, okay? Even before I knew it, I was playing my hand. And if you play your cards right, everything will be all right. Everything was all right because automatically I started to put the cards out. I mean, went off on me. Not once that night or morning, but twice, because he waited till it was a crowd there and went off again, okay? Now, you got to remember, I was sent here. I was laying on the couch sleep. My car was down from giving people rides that didn't deserve a ride, right? Spirit will take things from me if I'm not doing what Spirit would have me to do. But at the same time, I have faith. So I will be given the desires of my heart. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation. Hey, Pooty. Pooty. Okay. Anyway, let me get back to it. So then I pulled the Jack of Hearts. This is water card, right? The Jack of Hearts is tarot. It's water. It said you need to set your intentions. I needed to set my intentions. And my intention was on listening. So I had already heard what was going to go on. So then I get the Jack of Clubs. There I am. I done got the Jack of Diamonds, my Saturn card. I done got my Cosmic Moon card. This is telling me the lesson is, once you get past Saturn, you can go into your transformation. My transformation is Neptune. It don't get no darker, okay? And then I got more water. So I got the Jack of Hearts. But when you look on the board, the Jack of Hearts is sitting Venus, Jupiter. So my desire is based on faith. It's faith-based, okay? And my desire was to have a closer relationship with these energies that were swarming around me and spiraling me. I was in a spiral, okay? So then I got the Jack of Clubs. And it say gathering information, intern in company. So I was gathering information because I was to go there to study. That's what Spirit told me. You want to learn this? Let's go. We finna sit you in the middle of some garbage. And that's how come the witch told me, and I'm only calling her a witch because she called herself a witch. She told me that I was presenting my pearls to pigs. I took offense then because when you don't know, you get offended. When you know, it don't bother you. But I didn't know. I didn't understand it. I didn't even know, call myself a Christian, and I didn't even know the words that I had been reading for real. Didn't know them. Was being spoon-fed. Whatever they said or whatever he said, But whatever she said, I took it at face value. I hadn't dived deep. At this point in time, I'm diving deep, right? So then I get the Four of Hearts. The Four of Hearts is my Uranus card. The Four of Hearts sits Neptune, Mercury. So I'm sitting here in my mental and it says, needed inspiration. Needed inspiration. Neptune is inspiration. I did need inspiration to learn this energy. I needed it. I did need him to go off on me so I could learn his energy. I somewhere in this book have his birthday because he was so enamored by the fact that I walked in there and he didn't know who I was in the beginning. And he probably thought he would never see me again. But I end up in there every weekend, sometimes through the week, because I had made a relationship with somebody when I was 16, 17 years old, and that somebody had to sit down. Always communicated to me that I was his sister. Maybe he could see something on me, but we had a close relationship when he was a kid. So when I came to him and told him, when I first came into the spot, I asked, could I pull out my cards? Because earlier that day, this is around when I first walked in. This is around 3:10. When I first came, that was the first time I had went live on Facebook. And we left that spot and we went to his spot. So, you know, Spirits is rolling with me now, but Spirits is going to reveal something to me. You have to know, you have to set your intention on listening. And this is when I had said I'm listening. So 310 is the King of Diamonds. Now, when you're playing with your Jack and your Queen, the ultimate goal is to get to the King. I didn't know he was the King of Diamonds at that time because I didn't know cardiology. But I knew he was a king. I told him he was a king. And he was sitting on his throne. And he was carrying, the first pull I did, let me go to it, because it's right here. The first pull I pulled on him, it was incredible. He was yielding a sword. And he wanted to know why they have a sword. He was yielding a sword because he had to cut something off. I thought it was a person. So in his present. So I'm looking at past this, and it was his Earth Day. So I'm looking at past, present, and future. This is what I did. The first card I pulled for his future was the Jack of Clubs. I have not looked at this with these eyes. So it make me understand in the future, we was going to have this thing going on. And the witch had told me that there was going to be a Pisces to come into my life where I was never going to have to worry. I thought they were talking about some man was going to come into my life. And I thought it was going to be a romantic partner. I birthed that man. But I also have befriended that same energy in that man, okay? These energies, they come in a minute form. That's a combination. You don't have to attach them to a person. You just look at the energy, okay? So when I pulled his cards, one of the first things was strength. Strength is the 8. This is Saturn again. Now, this is March the 10th. When I first started out, I was talking about June the 2nd. June the 2nd is the spade. Is the Two of Spades. March the 10th is the King of Diamonds. Okay? So then in the reverse, I had the Two of Coins. That's like you gotta, you. It's like, it's the Two of Diamonds. It's like you trying to see what it is because it was reversed in tarot. It's like the things that is tangible, it's not, you're not partnershipping up with them good. But when you look at cardiology, you see it's Mars, Saturn. So those, you're going to be taught a lesson. There's boundary and restrictions, and that's what was going on with him. But these were his desires.
he had these outward desires, but it was upside down. Because right then, at that time, he was in a little upside down when it came to money at that time, right? So then, the next thing that comes up is his card, the King of Diamonds. I knew he was a king. I didn't know he was the King of Diamonds, but I knew he was the King of Coins. I said, oh, this you. This you. I didn't know why I knew it was him. And then we had the Seven of Swords. And when I saw the Seven of Swords, that's the Seven of Clubs. I wanted to know, you know, seven is Neptune. I'm always see Neptune. So it's dark. And I was put in a situation to have faith. And I had faith. I truly, truly had the faith of a popcorn kernel at that time. Because that was the place where nobody wanted to mess with me. They was afraid of me. She had already told me that back in January. They scared of you. January the 5th or 6th, they are afraid of you. And you got too many businesses inside of you to allow them to be fearful of you. You got to get that straight, okay? And even when they was telling me stuff, I'm out here still didn't understand what they were saying. And it wasn't moving as quickly as I thought it should move. All I knew is I had a desire to learn the cards. Because a witch gave me a deck of tarot in 2016. One of them. Did I have those cards? It might have been 2017. I have to go back and read. That's why it is important. Sorry. It is important. Okay. Spirit just told me I gotta do something. It's important for you to write this stuff down. I couldn't tell this story. It could be word of mouth. It could be word of mouth, but there's a lot of mistakes that can happen when you just talking. Okay, so in honor of my goddess. There's three questions that I have to ask. So am I telling this story accurately? I'm telling the story accurately. So it was like the 5th or 6th of January. Was it the 5th of January? It was the 6th of January. It was the 6th of January, 2018. Was it 2018? Yes, it was 2000. No. Was it 2017? It was the 6th of January, 2017 when I got the reading from the rich. Was it 2018 when I got the reading for the rich? It was 2018. So 2018, I got the reading from the witch. When did I get my tarot cards? Did I get my tarot cards August 2017? Was it 16? It was 2017. So in August, was it the 26th? Was it the 27th? Was it the 24th? Was it the 25th? I got my tarot cards on the 25th, August, 2017. A witch gave me the cards. The first deck of tarot cards I gifted was the witch's tarot, right? And I wanted to learn them. I couldn't learn them. It was hard for me to understand it. And so I was instructed to get from another witch because I know she a witch. I told her, you can't have from me. I know what witches look like. I know what they look like. Okay, even if I don't know what they look like, I know what they feel like. And they use words that I know witches use. So I knew she was a witch and I told her. And when I told her she was a witch, she laughed a laugh that they laugh. And I told her, that's a tell. Her right now is Cassie. That's a witch. And I always go back to 1988, 26. 26 is 8. We still dealing with Saturn. boundaries and restrictions, right? Whew, goodness. Let me go back to this. So I seen that he was a king, and I seen that it was a bridge. And the bridge was, I went up there. I needed to know. I needed to know if I could read there. Because Spirit told me to go there and do your reading. Okay, Glenn, I'm looking at, I did good that night. 6-2, I did really good. I got paid. They ain't used to want to pay me. They didn't. Nobody wanted to get a read. And their money was going through that mug like it was nothing because they was gambling. Well, that night, I did 2 readings on her. Yep, I made $40 off of one person. But it had been her birthday. And her birthday was right around that time, too. Because she's a Pisces, too. She felt like I should pay to do what I do there. He felt like the queen felt like I should pay. The king felt like she can do this anywhere. And he was right when he said it because I done did it on a garbage can before. That was the only thing I had. The Jack of Clubs needed a reading. She had came all the way from Vegas. And I said, well, this is the only place I could do it. We wiped off the place. I put a towel down, a cloth, and I did the reading right there on the garbage can lid. Because Spirit was there, and Spirit didn't care. Just get it done, and I did. And I'm trying to look for that other. Okay, this is the 27th. This is the 28th. It is crazy. So how is this? Can't be this. Oh, the 6 is when he went off on me. Why didn't I write his birthday down? I revisited that on the 6. $5.25 was when I did the reading on him. Okay. That's when he was very enamored. Yep, this was $5.25. 5:25 is the 7 of clubs. Yep, so go back to the 7 of clubs. Here we are with the 7 of clubs, the bridge. The 7 of clubs is my grandmother's birthday. So now, knowing the date, I know that my ancestors was with me. The 6 of spades is an ancestral card. Whoo, child. I don't understand, but I do understand. And I know that the only way that you can learn this stuff is kind of like you have to be Moses. However you take that. Moses had to go up into the mountaintops in order to have a relationship and a conversation with God. I know from learning these energies, I know that I'm divine. Okay, let me just say it. Let me just get to it because looking at my numbers, I'm the master. I'm the spirit female, right? I'm looking at my birthday right now. I am a master. It's the spirit, the female. I am God's source. I'm inside the box, the divine source of consciousness, right? And then when I look at the whole birthday, it is about it's about the conception, the infinite united mind, okay? So then when I look at 22, because I need to look at 22. 22 is the dual God. So when I look at 30, okay, I got that. But then it had me looking somewhere else too. It had me looking at 53 and 54. 53 and 54. To get this understanding of who I am. 53. It is a time master. It's time's union. So I have a union. I have a connection to time. And knowing this. Knowing that I have a connection to time, it makes me understand what's going on with me. But then it says the God being non-extinction. That's how come I can remember my lifetimes. Because it's like I can't be, it's today. I was listening to Scarface, right? Scarface is a Jack of Clubs Scorpio, right? And he said this, and it made me understand. He said, imagine peace on this earth when there's no grief. And imagine grief on this earth when there's no peace. I don't have to imagine it. I live it every day. I be grieving situations. And it ain't no peace. And they can tell me many times, you got to get over it. You got to get over it. You got to move past it. Most people that tell me that, they're telling me that because they need me to do something for them or with them. I need to heal me. I need to heal the reason why I'm here. I'm here as a healer. I'm here as a healer. I understand it now. I understand how I could be married to a drug addict. I understand how I can be friended by a very abusive person. I understand how come it seems like some situations I'm easily used. I'm the Jack. The Jack is easily used because the Jack, it almost seems like I'm royalty. But even in the royal setting, I'm not the king and the queen. So I can go over here and I can talk to the commoners, to the locals. I get it. And I'm probably just rambling on at this point, but this is less about me and more about HP. This might not even be something that anybody listened to but me. And that's cool. Why did I say listen to that way? Listen. It sound like it's something to that list in. Okay, I just, it'd be so much. Me looking at Pootie, I understand why Pootie came to me, because when you add it up, it's Cassandra too. So he knew that I would listen to him. That's the reason why I talked to her the other day on the 15th, on 2/15, to let her know that he had connected to me. But to also let her know he was so happy that someone was listening to him. It's about energy. And energy are connected to earthly beings. But the energy comes first and then the body. But the energy never dies. Because you can take a life, but the memory, you can never take somebody's memories. So we need to, I'm not going to say we, I need to. The reason why I say we, because I be assuming we're a team, but maybe we not. I need to make sure that I continue not to put death to any energy. Pain has purpose. It always does. It's a matter of how you look at it. You can coddle the pain and just stay in that painful place, or you can listen and understand and grow from right there.